Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head cross country coach Dean Clausen, head volleyball coach Carol Waldorf, and head football coach Derek Elman. The cross country teams hosted the Class 3A state qualifying meet Wednesday at Joe Sheldon Park, with the boys placing 12th and the girls placing 8th. Individually, freshman Brent Malo placed 2nd to advance to the state meet on October 29th. I caught up with Coach Clausen after the meet to talk about the result and the upcoming state meet.
We had a really good day. You know, it was one of those things coming in that we knew we were going to be up against it, you know, just from a talent standpoint and where we were finishing throughout the season. I was hoping for the boys to finish a little bit higher than they were, but everybody ran some of the fastest times of the season. That includes the flat courses and everything else. So we were like second fastest, third fastest, and everyone dropped times off of what we did a week ago here for conference. Can't ask too much more than that. It was a fantastic day for running, and all the competition was really, really good, too. So it was really fun.
So also, Bryn, just talk about seeing her as a freshman with the performance today.
Well, Bryn, you know, it was one of those things coming in with Bryn, and I would say the same thing for Gabe. He didn't get quite the same results, but about midway through the season, both those freshmen looked like they kind of started to figure out, you know, what we're talking about, you know, how you race, how you go out and those things. And they're both very competitive. And for Bryn, she happened to be in a really good spot and was able to take advantage of it and finish as well as she did, you know, all conference last week, and then bounce back and got a chance to run the state meet. I don't know what you could ask more if you're a freshman, and I think she's got a very, very bright future ahead of her. But again, you know, the same thing was true with the other kids. Everyone ran really, really well, and they just kind of all fed off of each other. So it was really a fun day.
And it was a little bittersweet here, the last team event coaching.
Yeah, it is. And I had the fun part about it is I had some of my runners from a state qualifying team a few years ago, more like 15 years ago, that came back, and it was so good to see those guys and try not to get emotional, but it's hard not to, because, you know, there's a lot of good memories, but as you said, a little bit bittersweet, but it's been fun. It's been fun. And I just hope that we've got something good started that somebody else can take and run with. And there's some talent here in this group of kids, and I look forward to watching them and hopefully see them stand up on the stage and get a chance to run at state in the coming years.
So you got one more event that you're going to get to coach. You're pretty excited about it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's always fun. You know, when you get to the state meet, it's a situation where for a lot of people, and Bryn's going to slot in there, where you're just going to see how well you can do. When you're an individual, it's a little bit more challenging because all the things that you normally do with your teammates and so on are not going to happen because they're just not there. You're the one that's going to stand in the box. You're going to be in the box with 6 other girls that are from different schools, and you're just kind of on your own. So for Bryn, it's going to be a very, very good learning experience. You know, just the way that she's run and the way she's raced, I don't think she'll be intimidated, and it'll just be fun to see what she can do as far as how well she can place and times it can run. The state meet is a fast course, so, you know, that'll be a good thing to try and come up with, I don't know, a springboard, if you will, into spring track and then into next year for cross country, but it'd give her career a real boost.
That was cross country head coach Dean Clausen. Our next guest is Humboldt volleyball head coach Carol Waldorf. The volleyball team began their postseason run this week with a win on Tuesday against Spencer at home, 3-0. The Cats advanced to the regional semifinal round at Bondurant for our high school on Thursday. The Cats fell to the Blue Jays 3-0 at Bondurant to end their 2022 season with an overall record of 19-13 and finished the regular season with a conference mark of 6-1, placing 2nd. I caught up with Coach Waldorf after the match against Bondurant Farrar about her team's play and her thoughts on the 2022 season.
I knew it was going to be tough coming in. You know, we had some really good points throughout the night too, but they just had a couple of really strong hitters that we just didn't have success shutting down.
So talk about tonight here, this final match. In that first set, it had been a back and forth affair there, and for a while, what do you think was that kind of factor that kind of started to separate things out there in that first, and then eventually the rest of the sets?
You know, we did not pass well the first set, so that was the biggest thing. I mean, when you can't pass, you don't have offense. So on the first set, that was our big focus going into the second set. And then we picked up our passing in that second set and saw some kind of good results on that part. But then it seemed like as soon as our passing was on, then our hitting was off. So then we had a lot of hitting errors. So going into that third set, I knew one of the big things, you know, their middle hitter was in there, that outside were kind of hurting us. And so we just went to a 6-2 to try to add some extra blocking on there. And I think that made a big difference. I mean, we were able to to get some touches on their block, and it just kind of got the momentum going our way. And then it just right at the end of that set, we just had some little strings of errors that we couldn't get out of.
Going in down two sets to none into that third set, what was the change you guys had there to make it very tightly contested there in that third set?
So we went with a different lineup on the third set. I mean, my goal coming into tonight was obviously to win. So if we weren't able to do it with the lineup that we had in, we just needed to try something different. So we tried to go to a 6-2, which then, you know, took our setters out in the front row, but added some extra blocking. So we put Ashlyn Works in there to help with that blocking, and she did exactly what we put her in there for. And I mean, she kind of was able to slow down those two hitters. And then it's a lot easier too when you have that blocking to play defense around it. So it seemed like our defense and passing was able to pick up a little bit as well. So that was my goal. If it wasn't working, we got to try something else. And I think we were right there, right at that. And then just right at the end, it kind of slipped away out of our fingers.
Well, I know we had talked about it before. There was that tendency of the home team to go up two sets to none. And then that third set, you started thinking, okay, the tides are changing. And unfortunately, obviously, for the team, they fell tonight. But valiant effort there in that third set.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was kind of thinking that. I mean, I thought we really did have that third set. There was a couple kind of bad calls, too, that, I mean, that can change the momentum. And I know I got a little heated there. I mean, it really does. It changes the momentum a lot. And so that makes a big difference. And then you have a couple calls like that and a couple errors, and all of a sudden the score's a lot different.
So coach, obviously you didn't want the season to end tonight, but I gotta ask the question now. Seniors on this team now, getting to coach them for 2 years, what's it mean to be able to have that opportunity to coach this team this year, and obviously those seniors?
Yeah, I mean, my first year was last year, so they're really the group of girls that I've had so far. So, I mean, it's been an honor to be able to coach them. They have a ton of volleyball experience. They're just fun girls, so that they'll definitely be missed. It was kind of nice this year, too, because I was able to, a little bit of a smaller class, so I was able to get a lot of younger classmen involved in trying to give them experience, because when you're losing five starters, you know, going into next season, you kind of have to think about that and how to get people experience and just how to allow those seniors to lead some of those younger classmen and everything too. But yeah, I mean, it hurts. I mean, it hurts seeing their tears and knowing that it's the last time they're gonna, you know, play in a Humboldt volleyball game. But I'm glad that they went out in that third set the way that they did. They left their hearts out there and they gave it everything they got, and they just have to be proud.
With the season just ending, it might be a little bit too early to ask, but you've got to be pretty excited about the young group getting that experience now heading into the 2023 season. No, it seems like so far away, but it'll be honest.
Yeah, I mean, volleyball is kind of anymore an all-year-round sport, so a lot of them will go play in the off-season. Obviously, I don't have a lot of contact with them during that time, but it's nice because they get that experience and coaching, and then we'll start up in the summer. But yeah, it goes fast. I am really glad a lot of them got court experience this year, which is really nice. So we have some girls that'll be coming back next year, and that is definitely exciting. And hard to think about next year already, but definitely it'll be fun. And we try to toughen up our schedule. I was telling you about that as well. And so it was nice that they got to see some of the top teams in the state this year, so they kind of know, you know, what is expected. And hopefully in the off season they can really work hard and kind of get to that level.
Now, final thoughts from tonight and just the 2022 season.
I mean, we had our ups and downs this season, but it's nice. It's always a learning lesson. I'm new to this, you know, head coaching stuff. And so I feel like each season you just have a lot of learning lessons. So, you know, even though there were a lot of ups and downs, you know, we lost to a lot of really good teams this year. So, I mean, they fought hard and they did a really nice job. But I just want them to be proud of what they did. I mean, it's a commitment. You know, the whole season, you practice every single day. We have weekend tournaments. I mean, they commit to this volleyball season, and just proud of them. And Bondurant's a great team. You know, we have good relationships. It's a really good rivalry. We'll continue to play them each year. So, you know, hopefully next year we'll end up on top.
Well, Coach, sorry about the outcome tonight, but you guys had a lot of great moments here in 2022. And I look forward to covering here in 2023. And it'll be sooner than we think when it comes around.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thanks for all you do, too. We appreciate, you know, you coming to all these away games and everything and allowing people to listen.
That was volleyball head coach Kara Waldorf. Our next guest is Humboldt football head coach Derek Hellman. The football team bounced back after a loss to Nevada in Week 8 with a win last night in Algona by the score of 31-8 to end the regular season with an overall record of 8-1 and 4-1 in Class 3A District 2 play. With the win and a Nevada loss, the Cats are in a three-way tie for first place in the district, and by virtue of the tie-breaking rules, the Cats with the number three ranking, the highest among Nevada and North Polk, win the district by the tiebreaker. I caught up with Coach Hellman after the win to talk about his team's play and the road ahead.
You know, it's a big game against a program we obviously have a lot of respect for, great rivalry, North Central Conference rivalry. You know, we talked to the kids before the game. They've played this team for 6 years, and, you know, to have this as your last regular season game against a team that you know really, really well, you know, just it makes that, I think, that victory a little bit more special. And these guys as varsity football players are 3-0 against Algona, which is another thing that's a big deal. So if you look at those rivalry games, they're 3-0 against Algona, 2-1 against Webster City. Those are two big conference schools that it's enjoyable to play against and then just be a part of that rivalry, obviously.
So with the win tonight here, you kind of like how they bounced back from that loss against Nevada last week.
Yeah, you know, I felt like our first half was about our most complete offensive half we've had. The kid just did a really, really nice job. We picked up blocks. I thought Lance did a phenomenal job running 22 carries for 206 yards and four touchdowns. So that's one heck of a night out of him. That puts him over 1,000 yards. We've had a 1,000-yard running back for four straight years, which I think is something that's pretty awesome. I don't think we've had that since, you know, maybe Brady Ross or somebody like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brady Ross is, he's, you know, that's old school. There.
Yes, it is. We were efficient in the passing game. We were 6 of 11 for 89 yards. You know, I'm good with that. I thought that Detman had some, you know, clutch catches. Each had a big catch, you know, and so just big plays at big times when we needed it, you know. So.
And then defensively, Tate and Lowhouse had, I believe, three sacks by our count up here in the booth. He played really well defensively as well.
Yep.
But the defense here tonight playing really well again, as they have played throughout this year.
You know, and you just think about, I don't know, man, you think about where we've been this year as a defense. You know, I think we haven't given up more than 20 points. I think that's huge. We've held every opponent but Nevada under 300 yards of total offense, which is just crazy. You know, so to say our defense is special is kind of an understatement. And, you know, we lost a big one in Hunter Deary tonight. You know, just he's just had an awesome year, and it breaks my heart to see a kid like him who's done absolutely everything he can for this football team, whether it's off-season workouts or, you know, whether it's showing up, being the best version of himself every day. And it just sucks that a guy like that's got to get hurt tonight. But he was playing hard. He was playing well. And I guess the thing you can be thankful about is that he knows that he gave everything he had that last play.
We saw him riling up the sideline as well. Tom, guys, believe probably, you know, let's keep it going down there. And you got to like how the team rallied around that. And I do want to ask you about a couple of other things. Ian McCullough looked like an injury as well. And then Allen, are they?
Doc Long down there and our trainer Andy all both looked at them, and they both feel like they suck right now, but they both think with a little time they'll be good to go Friday night. So, you know, hopefully that'll stay that way. And it was nice to see Hunter Mark back at playing a little bit. You know, we used him limited, but I felt like it was just good for him to get in a little bit and some built back up under fire a little bit. And then he'll just have another week of recovering for next week.
Regular season's done. What are your thoughts now through an 8-1 regular season here in 2022?
I think that, you know, before we go into this season, there's something to be said about what these seniors have done. If you look at, you know, up till today, they're 19-2 over the course of two seasons and just starting the playoffs. That's an impressive run, you know, and I really do think it's a testament to their hard work, you know, because again, coming into the season, there's a lot of unknowns. We didn't know what we were going to do after losing Caden, because obviously he was a huge part of what we did offensively last year. So the chips started to fall and the kids kind of came together. They rallied around each other and they've done nothing but just go out and play their tails off every night. You know, so I think that's the biggest thing that I'm excited about as we head into the postseason, is just knowing that we got 50 guys that are going to do everything they can to help the team be successful. And that makes me real proud as a coach. I love these guys. Tell them that every day. It's just something that playing football at this level is special. And it's something they're going to love and appreciate and remember all their lives.
Final thoughts from tonight, Coach?
Excited. Can't wait to find out who we play next.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Hellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.